Skills 7C. Exercise 1, page 86.
Working in the Big Blue. Everyone loves to take a dip in the ocean every now and then, but few of us would ever even think of working underwater for days on end. That is, unless we were marine biologists, with an ingenious way of staying there. At the Aquarius Reef Base, the only undersea research station in the world, marine biologists and technicians from the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, work for up to 10 days at a time. Aquarius, located off the coast of Florida, USA, is a metal submarine structure anchored to the seabed, about 20 meters beneath the surface. It is about the size of a bus and looks like a small space station. As you can imagine, getting to the base is not easy. Aquanauts have to take a boat ride, put on scuba gear, and dive down to it. The base has office and laboratory space, a cabin with 6 bunks and a shower. There are phone, internet, and wireless links to the shore, and Aquarius is continually monitored from the surface. Living and working at Aquarius isn't easy. The food is similar to what astronauts have, and has to be sent down in special pots, or the pressure will turn it into mash. Food cans get squeezed and distorted, and fizzy drinks simply lose their fizz. The fun part is that the pressure also affects the sound of people's voices, and makes them a bit squeaky. Going to the toilet isn't much fun, though. Believe it or not, it is outside, and to get to it, the aquanauts have to swim, even in the dark of night. Once there, they must stand up in it so that they can breathe from a pocket of air at the top of the structure. The waste disappears in the sea. At the end of each mission, the pressure inside the Aquarius is gradually reduced to equal that of the surface pressure before the aquanauts can return to the surface. Aquarius Reef Base is mostly used to study coral and other marine life. NASA has also used it to train its astronauts to get used to living in isolated and extreme conditions. Most of aquanauts enjoy their time there. Aquarius provides a safe environment for scientists to work at understanding our precious planet better.